Nairobi, na ninawakanya sahi. On God, like literally. Someone needs to put a stop to all of this. Someone needs to stop this. Stacy.
Yes.
Wakanye.
Na nimewakanya. Na nimewawon.
Eh, na wapoint. You've seen...
Have na wachuna masikio wewe.
Na wapush kwa forehead na index finger yako. Nimewawon you what MC whiny ongelesha. MC whiny kujana, MC whiny shika.
Let me tell you something about Nairobi. You can't even catch a break. Because things are just happening. You just have to...
The problem is you're trying to find love in Koteng. Koteng is for business.
It has always been for business. I don't know where we got the concept of...
Love. There's no such thing.
Wait, I wanted to ask, is this thing like a Nairobi thing? I mean, it's other counties. You know, we need to step out and...
Honestly, I mm-hmm. think...
I think Nairobi has
tell
us about Nairobi. What
has
Nairobi
every time I open my mouth to speak tears well up in my eye. Enough is enough guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is the broadcast. My name is GK Nyambura and I'm joined by the very special Meza.
Nime meza, ilikuwa soda.
Kimasha!
I am back.
Hey, wananinyonga pia.
Hey, Nairobi.
Na mimi nalewa. Na msinisho.
Yeah, kwa nini?
Ebu tell me what just happened.
Hey,
tell them what just happened.
What so much has happened?
One of them. Hold the show.
No, first of all, we're talking about... Nairobi and what niggas could tell you, and we believe them because sometimes we try to stand on business.
We're gonna get to that. Tell them about my charger.
We were chilling watching a movie.
I'm in bed.
So we're chilling watching a movie called Mind Cage. It was a lovely show.
Lovely.
Amazing.
10 out of 10.
Kutan.
Nasikia. Ba!
Kuru, kakaraka. Her charger is normal. So we decided, okay, let's call up the charger place and ask Sawa Basi, can you just
makosa imefanyika?
Kidogo nirekebisheni kidogo. Guy, you guys buy these things all the time.
This shit is 5 million.
Expensive as hell.
Bro.
Delivery was 1,000.
What the fuck?
Do we live in the suburbs?
Nairobi, yeah. Just leave me the fuck alone. How's that cable 2,500?
And delivery?
No, just let me breathe. Let me just... do you realize I've just lost 3,200 just because I was in bed watching Mind Cage? I was literally... Isn't this supposed to be the safest place on earth?
It is supposed to be.
It's supposed to be my safe
place. That was your money. For what?
My Gondwana money.
I'm so sorry.
That's my going out money. Oh my God. Wameni pinji.
Anyway.
Money will come. Abundance is mine. The universe is constantly conspiring in my favor.
Amen. Hallelujah, sister. Amen. Preach, my darling.
Now let's get into the story. Woo! Of the day.
You're not ready.
No one is. Actually, this is a blind reaction because like... So, I've not gone through the responses.
What was the question? Question of the week.
There were two questions of the day.
Okay.
So, one I asked. Mm-hmm. Just a sec. I don't know why my Instagram is taking forever to load. Doyo. So, I asked, what's the dumbest thing a nigga told you that you believed?
We'll start with the people in question so that you can blind react. So, you have to say something a nigga told you that you believed.
Hey,
what are you told, darling?
Me.
You have to start with,
yeah.
You have to start from ground. Choose one, just one. The one, not many. We know there are many, but just one.
That the foundation was his sister's.
The clothes. No, I tell them the shower cap one.
Well, no. No, I'm going to fall down.
Oh my God.
Actually, one of my exes ever, I found earrings. And yeah. Those were like really nice, classy earrings.
Yeah.
And I know he a little shady boy. He could never afford those earrings.
A broke nigga.
Broke ass motherfucking bitch. oh, guys, I'm not normally this hateful. It's just he's a really bad person.
Yeah.
And I've been very vocal about how terrible the man could be to everyone, children involved.
Gasps.
And then I saw someone say, Ati, I knew all that while I was there. And I was like,
wait, you didn't? How would you stay if you knew?
I would never stay. I would. Do you not know me at all? Like, do you actually not know me at all? I have standards and principles. One thing I'll do is cry on my way out, but I will be on my way out. Okay?
For sure.
You'll break my heart. I'll come home. I'll be in bed. I'll be depressed, but I'm never coming back to you again.
I want to stand on business like that.
Yeah, see, I've been standing on business for
a while. You're forever standing on business.
I've been standing for a couple of years. I've been standing on business. Yeah. It's just, I'll be very upset.
Yeah.
I'll be very distraught.
And she'll talk about it and we'll move forward.
Yeah.
We have no other choice.
Yeah, kwani how should healing occur?
Yeah.
That's exactly how I think.
I should take this advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm begging you to take this advice.
Tell us about the earrings.
He said they were his sister's.
What's this thing with the sisters, the cousin, the... Why are you bringing other women?
His sister wears... I don't want to sound like a shady bitch.
Yeah.
The sister did nothing to me.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be a shady
it's
bitch.
Okay. Nah, take the whole house down.
Fuck you and your household. The sister
wears... Fuck you and your dog, bitch. Fuck your dog too.
Have you seen those silver rings that, like, there's one that's like a heartbeat?
Yeah.
There's like a little, there's one that's a heart, then there is like a butterfly. You know the ones I'm talking about. They're silver and they're very thin. Yeah. They're very cheap. They're like 30 bulbs.
Yeah, they're the ones in town. Like,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That. And no shade to people who wear that. You're beautiful. You did not participate in the breaking of my heart. And so you're excluded. You're allowed to. So when I saw those earrings, I was like, nah.
Classy earrings. It's giving Pandora.
It's giving Pandora. Ooh. Someone cooked here.
Someone took my bitch.
Someone took my bitch. Actually, take my hip.
Yeah,
take him.
Hey, hey, hey. I could never claim him.
No. Actually.
That's what we realized.
Yeah, Stacey and I had a conversation about like all the people we've ever been with. And we've decided there's no one we could ever claim to ever have, like, been with, had sex with.
In especially fact, in daytime hours.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Ati, ule ni mtu wako.
Sembe uko kando. Ebu walk across the road. Yeah.
So basically, we've never been in with anyone, basically.
So we're virgins and we've never been with anyone.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the replies?
Yes, I do.
How will we pick the juicy ones if we haven't gone through them in the first place?
I don't know. We'll pick any random ones. Then we'll...
Okay.
Sour.
Wait, the question was, what's the dumbest thing a nigga told you that you believed? How come you've not told us?
I don't have anything that a
nigga... Hey.
Let me give you a story One time, my ex... Okay, again, now we can't claim anybody. So this boy...
This is not an ex. Someone that was in... Someone whose parts
we crossed by accident.
By accident. I realized that this is an accident.
So one time, hey, I'm not even ready.
Hey. Do like this.
So one time we had gone out drinking and all that. So he came back. I'd not gone out that night.
Uh-huh.
So I stayed over. But like as a nice person I am. I got him water, put it beside his bed, was going to charge his phone. Then I saw her text. So I was like, what shall we do tonight? Shall I break my own heart? Let's do it.
Yes.
Because one thing about going through people's phone, you will break.
No.
Whatever you're looking for, you will find.
I've always found.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you go looking?
Oh my God, wait. Mm-hmm. There's a time I went through this nigga's phone.
Yeah.
But I only typed out the name of the girl who I was suspecting.
Because
this man had gaslit me so much that I felt like, no. I even remember, this is TMI, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot.
About our sex life.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to start...
doing more.
I don't know. I don't even want to
say it. It's okay. Don't say
it. Oh my God. Anyway, I told him we need to, like, start taking care of ourselves and we need to there needs to be a barrier between us sexually. If you get it, you get it.
If you don't get it, forget about it.
Yeah. And so he was like, you'll tell me if you're fucking other people. I wasn't fucking other people. I was just trying to protect myself because I had like my intuition was yeah, telling me like, nah, you're not being clean with me. Yeah. You're not being clean with me. This man said, you'll tell me when you fuck other niggas. Bruh, whole time this nigga
has been fucking other niggas too. All he's gay. Night,
he's gay.
He's gay.
And it's okay.
It's okay. We are accepting. Yeah, no, we are very accepting. And I'm just saying, your niggas is gay the whole time. I'm just wondering, why is he not loving you? Mm-mm. He's just gay.
No. The thing with people that don't love you and they try to pretend that they love you,
yeah,
they really hurt you in their trying to love you. They'll be like, why are you hanging? Oh my God, there's a time he told me to go home because we were at the mall and I was hanging out with my friend, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, so young, when I was 20, I think I was 21 at the time, he was 19. Mm. Like, he's my brother. Yeah. No, I love him like a brother.
Yeah.
So I was hanging out with him, so he came behind me, and then we took, like, pictures with our faces touching on the cheeks. Yeah. Like, yay, happy times, yay, selfie time, you know?
Yeah.
This nigga said, why are you coming onto my nigga? I'm like, oh,
hey, you can take your nigga.
Nah, bruh, what?
What?
The only time I ever saw a 19-year-old was when I was 19. I would never be caught in that kind of situation. And can you imagine this nigga Ashley was like, oh, God, this story is so disgusting.
I know, I just, because even the person involved is like,
the person involved
who
is
are
so,
this?
God, know. I've been so blind in my life and I feel like I continue to be blind. And I'm so done with the lies. I'm so done, Stacey. Nairobi, as a city, as a country, actually, I'm just letting you go.
I don't even think midterm is enough. I think we just need a long holiday.
And you need to let me let you go.
Yeah, please. Yeah. What are you release?
Mne unhand.
Please. Aki, please.
Anyway, go on with your story.
Yeah, so he comes back home. So I'm the nice, a little... I was a girlfriend at that time.
Hey,
yo! It's been a minute. I miss being a girlfriend.
That you nice do, box.
Yeah.
No, you don't miss being his girlfriend. You
not
miss...
being a girlfriend.
You miss being in love.
Yes, yeah. It's a beautiful
and
thing.
And being loved.
Love is a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful
don't
thing.
Don't jazzy. Don't get it twisted.
But Dad, ask, let me tell you, every month I'm gonna be going through my mom's phone. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
I don't think it's fair. I think we should know each other's passwords. Yeah?
Yeah.
I told you that story and that was crazy. Anyway, let me stick to this story because this man, it's a lot. We can't even unpack this one man in one episode. Anyway, so...
I agree.
So I check his phone. I knew his password at the time. So I check his phone. So there are these pictures. I gotta send pictures. Those are WhatsApp. It's 2 a.m.
A folder. It was a folder.
No, it was like a lot of messages. Then there were pictures and videos. So she's taking a picture in like bikini. I'm like, hey yo. And she's taking like in her bedroom or something. I'm like, okay. Then I just scroll. Then my boy is just saying, okay, not claiming. My boy's just saying, you know, you're the best sex I've ever had. I'm like,
Hey,
I miss you and all this. I'm like,
Namco, the same house.
Now he's asleep. See, he's blacked out.
Guy, I'm a killer pillow. Nimgonge kichwa na niende. Fiat nimfanye anything.
Nimchune.
I'm an officer of the law.
Yeah, nimchune tu. Nimchune kadavu. So I just let it rest. I'm like, should I fight this? So in the morning comes, I say, let's talk. I'm just saying, you know, I saw like things in your phone, blah blah blah. Then he's saying, oh yeah, you know, I only did that because one time I let a girl sit on me and take a photo because she wanted to take a photo to show CG a boy.
LGBTQ.
I am part of the community. So she's
the founder.
Yeah, so he's saying, oh yeah, you know, I did that because you took this photo with this girl, you let this girl sit on you. That was like, you would have just let a boy sit on you then.
Yeah, since you want the to same. Be
because
so
okay,
bad.
Yeah.
Nigga.
I see, now it's the same thing. So, I was not the person addressing an issue now. Now I'm the one being fought. I'm like, hey, yo.
What the hell?
Why are you fighting me? I'm just trying to address the mission.
Let's talk about that time when he wanted to break up because you'd been with someone else in your past. Who he doesn't
that's
even
funny,
know.
That's funny. Let me tell you, we're just discussing. Everybody's minding their business. I never even mentioned this boy's name. Anyway, I could never
don't
even
hit the bed.
Yeah, I didn't even mention this boy's name. Then he told me, I'm breaking up with you. I'm like, why? Because you slept with someone else before I met you. Before I knew you.
No, 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 no. Here's the most diabolical part. He doesn't even know the guy.
Yeah, they're not even...
They're not friends.
Friends.
He just knows him off, like, the internet.
What?
And because of that, he's like, we should break up. What kind of dumbass mega move is that? What the fuck?
He called you. You forgotten?
After he said he hates me.
Yeah.
Oh my, do you know what's crazy? Me and my parents are over at Christmas enjoying the happy holidays. Tis the season to be jolly.
Da, la, 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 la.
We're having a good time. It's family time. What can I say? I receive a call from an unknown number.
Yeah.
I'm like, naomba nijitoe kidogo to my parents.
Niko na mabiashara. Kaza, kaza, kaza.
1-2, niko na ma 1-2.
1-2-7, hapa kule.
Hapa kule. Tell me why. Hey. Tell me why it's Stacy's man. And he's telling me, ati, oh, I saw you in Nanyuki. I'm like, yeah. And like, endelea na yo story. So, me, I'm like, yeah, I'm in Nanyuki with my family. And he's like, oh, I thought you were in some other place also in Nyeri County. Nanyuki's in, like, Kipia County.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. He said he thought that I was someplace in Nyeri County. He wanted to hang out. As soon as that
hang out, ended, he said hang out. He told me he wanted to fight you. He wanted to know what's the issue.
When did he mention that?
He said
fuck that nigga. What did he say? When did he say that?
Immediately you told me.
That's
he called
bullshit. Because he didn't even tell you he was calling me in the first place.
Yeah.
Which is crazy in my opinion. Why are you calling me? Nigga, don't you know where my loyalties lie? Have I ever even for one day shown you that I'm on your side?
Every little argument I have. You know, Ati, now that you know every fucking thing. Because now you have a lawyer friend. Because
I have degrees.
I'm like, are you intimidated, darling? You must be.
That story is so fucked up.
What?
That's a crazy story. Because only a guilty nigga would be scared of such things.
Yeah, but why are you being...
Only a guilty nigga. And where did I come up?
Yeah.
My degree is scaring you. Be scared, bitch. I'm coming for you.
This is you.
Follow the law.
Let's read.
But he called me. He said, he asked me where I was.
Yeah.
So when I called you and I told you, why is this nigga calling me?
Yeah, I was like, I was also shocked. I was
yeah, you were shocked, I remember. And I was like, oh, he hasn't told you he's calling me. Okay, cool. That's crazy. Let me block this number. Obviously. Yeah.
Obviously. What's the one thing to do?
Now, one thing this nigga should know is I hate him. Like, actually, me and you are not friends. And in fact, if we ever meet, I just might uppercut you. And that's why we're not meeting ever.
Yeah, that's why we've never met in the due course of...
Why you call him? Ametoa wapi namba yangu? Alitoa wapi for real?
Sijui. Nisha kupigia na yo.
So akasei mama? Used,
I don't know.
Si unajua namba yangu wapi?
Yeah, mi nijua offhand.
What the fuck?
So he saved it.
Hey. Crazy bitch. Tune to jump.
Tunajua pele anaishi.
Anyway, that nigga is fucked up. And now it's time for us to read your responses. Stacey's gonna read them.
Yeah.
Maybe courage to follow your dreams and the wisdom to make the right decisions. If you're okay, no, let me not. I'm not trying
Let's
to
not.
Read all that.
So the what's the question? What was the question?
What's the craziest thing a nigga has ever told you?
Nigga told me the girl he kept on hanging out with was his bestie. 1 month later, they're dating.
That will always rub me the wrong way, but
yeah,
I don't think that, you know, like after some time when you heal, that shit doesn't even fucking matter. Like I remember in 2018, I was so heartbroken. I'd just broken up with my first ever boyfriend in my life.
Yeah,
I hadn't even had sex with him.
Yeah,
like we were just making out, being teenagers,
being cute,
being 19 year olds, being 18 year olds.
Yeah.
You
And when we broke up, I was really distraught because I came out of high school with a mentality of, I'm a virgin. Yeah. I'm gonna
wait till marriage.
No. Okay. That was never in my mind.
Okay.
I've never upheld.
Yeah.
My those virginity rules like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got out of high school, I was very intentional. It's okay, babe.
Oh, it's not tragic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was very intentional with how I was gonna date.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nikapata kumbe. Pwagu kapata kapata pwagu.
Pwaguzi.
Yeah. So the girl who was consoling me throughout the whole heartbreak thing.
3 months.
For like 3 months consecutive.
I was tired of you.
You were, bruh.
I think I know, like.
Bro,
can you just not cry at 6 a.m.?
Bro, I cried every day for 3 years. Three months.
6 a.m.
At 6. I'm a morning person.
Yeah, clearly. Erika, now I am not.
I'd wake up to just be so sad, man.
Yeah, but she did so much. Like, she used to just clean. You know, her sadness is not, like, staying in bed all day. Her sadness is cute.
My sadness
she
is
works wake straight.
Up, yeah. Do makeup, yeah. Shower, dress up, yeah. Go play the day, come back.
Imagine. And she's heartbroken. And she's heartbroken.
Come back home, chug wine and blackout. Wake up in the morning and repeat.
Yeah.
So, the girl who'd been consoling me the whole 3 months was actually seeing my ex
at the no
time. Yes,
wait, I didn't know that part.
Yes.
And you know how I know.
Do you know how I know?
What am I finding things as in finding
out
this, no about like it's the same way this whole week I've just been finding out. They're telling me, yeah, you remember this girl I was friends with, you remember what she said? I'm like, don't tell me it was a lie. It was the only one thing I was holding on to.
Yeah, like people who lie about things you don't care about.
She was seeing him.
She was seeing him so bad, bro.
Wait, I'm the one who told you. Oh, no, I'm not the one who told
no,
you.
No, she's the one who told me. Actually,
she's the one who told you. No, yeah, someone else told
not
you.
Not her, because I remember I was coming. It was the day I was coming from therapy. Mm. I used to have therapy when I was in Strathmore with an Aga Khan doctor who'd come to school to see me.
Yeah.
So when the doctor would come
need to
see
get
me,
back on that groove.
Hey, I need to. I've ghosted my therapist for like 3 weeks now.
Mine has been like a whole year. Mm-hmm.
I'm calling.
Hi, darling. I know you miss me. Mm-hmm.
So, she called me after therapy and she's like, are you home?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm walking home. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, okay, I need to tell you something. Tell me when you get to the house. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I get to the house and then she calls me and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry about this. But me and this boy have been seeing each other. Mind you, I remember the first when we first started like making out,
because
it was very new to me and I was so young. Yeah. It was so fascinating and I was like, oh, finding new things out.
So
I'm
cute.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'd actually never seen a man naked until I was 18.
You're like, what's like, that?
Oh,
what's
okay,
that?
Okay. So when that whole thing was unfolding, of course we'd come back and with the girls we'd just talk about, oh my god, this happened, he said this, he did that, blah blah blah.
Yeah, it used to be so cute.
Yeah,
so just,
that was so
cute.
Fun.
That was so cute.
So she tells me she's been seeing him, and I remember when we were first making out, doing all that blah blah blah, when we were together, he'd tell her such gory details. I'd cringe when she tells me. I'd be like,
he'd tell her.
Yeah, he'd tell her.
What? That's crazy.
Because she was like a friend to me and a friend to him.
Oh.
He'd tell her everything. And then she'd come
like
to me.
Like in detail.
And, in gory detail. So
that's
she'd come
weird.
To me and she'd tell me, oh, Nyambura, I did this. I'm like, hey, what? Who told you that?
That's a secret, bro.
Yeah, that's a secret. Nigga, why are you kissing and telling? Yapping
you're really gay.
Nigga.
Gay.
Such a yapping ass nigga. Anyway, I was really like, oh, well, I felt so betrayed, of course, because she was my friend.
Yeah, and she had been there with you through the whole, bro.
Yeah, I even remember buying her a pearl bracelet on her birthday, like one cute little pearl with gold wrapping around it. It was so cute. It's like an everyday wear thing. It was an infinity bracelet.
Oh, that's so cute.
It cost a ton.
Bro, your things cost a ton.
My god, this bitch. Oh my days. But then after when she told me the news, I took it so gracefully because I was also in my healing process. Mm. I was like, girl, it's okay, man. It's been 3 months. I don't care. And she tells me, like, even before we'd broken up, they'd still, like, be doing that shit.
What?
Why the fuck do you think I deserve to know this?
Don't tell me that part.
You don't even give a fuck about me.
Yeah. Then why have you been comforting me?
What the fuck was that about?
Are you, like, trying to take off the guilt of yourself?
You made everything so much worse by you involving yourself with me.
Exactly.
You make me feel so dirty because I feel tampered with. You make me feel so disgusted because you've tampered with my process of healing. Now I need to unlearn everything that you've probably contributed to my healing.
Yo, that's crazy.
So that I can start afresh. Dumbass bitch. Of course I don't trust her, but she's pretty and I'm... okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like... And I genuinely, right now, I'm just like, okay. Also, in that year when I found out, it really didn't take me that long to get over it. Because I'd already attended a concert.
Yeah.
And he was making out with some girl in front of me.
Also, you were like, that's it.
I was like, you're such a fucking whore. And it's okay.
It's fine. It's fine. We are not saying that's not okay.
No,
yeah.
It will be okay if the girl didn't tell me, like, weeks later that he actually told her, let's make out in front of Nyambura and make her jealous.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
What's up with this nation?
I hate the whole country. Get me out.
I feel like I will thrive so well in another place. What?
Actually, I was in shock.
I'm also in shock.
So when I was talking smack, like, someone would come and tell me, like, oh, Nyambura XYZ is here, and I'm like, fuck that nigga. And then he'd be so hateful Nyambura is talking so much smack about you. And I'm like, because you're doing things to intentionally agitate me, and you're doing such a terrible job at concealing what you're doing. Do you think I'd be talking smack if I knew you and that girl just, like, clicked?
What?
Plus, I'm not talking smack to just anyone. I'm telling my friend.
A friend, you thought.
A friend. You so thought. I thought. But now, since you know the information, might as well. Since
you're all in the whereabouts of knowing.
I think let's make out in front of number. Bruh, he was literally, like, 3 steps in front of me. I was so disgusted. Oh my god. I was like, ew.
That's crazy.
First of all, you look like a fish kissing. And I hate it. If that's how it looks like.
Yeah. Hope you were never seen by other people.
This is such a hateful episode.
But we're not hating. We're not against. We're just against people we've come across.
Of course. Yeah. You know, that's me for actually. Me and my best friend, after literally talking the craziest shit about people and then saying,
Well,
we're not judging.
Yeah, we could never be judges. So you judge like no one's
judged for 10 hours. Read the next one. So don't worry, honey, you're gonna get over it.
And yeah, it's okay.
To see her for the loser she is for that.
Yeah,
your friend, sorry, she said,
it's me. Yeah, the nigga told her
that it's just a friend.
Yeah, and then they started dating.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, my love. You don't deserve that.
He said he wants me. I believed him. He broke up with me yesterday on my birthday.
Hey!
Yo! Guy, what's up with the niggas?
He said he loves her.
He said he wants me.
Oh.
I believed him. He broke up with me yesterday. Guy, this is so fresh. Yesterday on my birthday. Happy birthday to
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, baby.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that nigga. Next.
I won't waste your love. Nani likuwa side chick.
You're already coming at me looking for wasted love. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you actually doing? But have you ever been a side chick?
No.
You don't even know if you are.
I'm with someone, no, with confidence. Eh?
Yeah.
It's... But I don't know. I've never, like, not been. I can never know. That's something. You say, Zijua. If you ask me if I have children out there, that one I'll tell you no for a fact. But being a side chick, you're allowed to work on me. And have you?
Never found out.
I've never found out.
Oh, honey.
You have?
God, I was a girlfriend, I thought.
Yeah, you
he
thought.
He asked me to be his girlfriend. And he was my boyfriend. And I told everyone he was. Yeah. But apparently not. Do you know how many of us he was dating at once?
Yeah.
Literally fucking 7 bitches.
How do you handle
7 people? That's the guy. I understand why the fuck he woke up every day at 5 a.m. So he can have 36 hours a day to waste all our time. 36 hours a day, my boy.
7.
Unamka 5 kunidanganya.
Kudanganya watu wengine 6.
Na watoto. Damas, nigga. God, men have so much time. God, I'm genuinely asking to give this nigga some... What's the name of... There's an equinox in a list where you have longer nights and longer...
I've forgotten. I know the name.
One of those. Give this nigga one of those.
What?
Hey. And shorties who move like that too. We're not just talking about niggas.
Yeah. It's just on this particular episode.
The people who are responding are mostly female.
Yeah, mostly girls. He said, "I love you," after he cheated thrice.
Cheating thrice is what you know, babe.
You
just found out about the three.
Yeah, I feel like he's done it 10 times.
No, because you can't be caught 100% of the time you cheat.
Of course.
Yeah.
But niggas can be caught.
100% of the time?
No.
Three times is too many times not to be caught.
To have done it. Yeah. Like, you've known my ways. Either if it's text messages that you find out, if it's that one you'll know. I'm so sorry.
I was telling you when I went through his phone.
Yeah.
I only typed the name of that girl.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I found crazy shit that they were both talking about. But when I confronted him about it, he was like, "You could have found so much worse."
What the hell?
You'd have seen the "I miss your dick" thing. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? Oh God, please! I need a rematch.
Yeah, we really I was do.
Young. I was young and I was so small, that nigga could have just thrown me to the side. She swung the nigga to the side. That's what he'd have done to me, because he's also known to be violent. And this is also the nigga who put his hands on me.
What's up with niggas? Who gave birth because to these niggas and brought them up? Like,
bro, I swear to God, put your hands on me again. I'm begging you.
Sai. I'm at a different place in life.
Oh, I'm begging you right now.
I'm at a different place in life.
Please give me a rematch.
That it's a business meeting they're having after with his ex. That's why she showed up to our date. So basically, this girl and the boyfriend were just chilling. The boyfriend came with the ex to their date because apparently both of them had a business meeting after.
Which business is this that you can't do with me?
And why is she part of our date then?
Yeah, why couldn't you wait till tomorrow?
Or until later? After the date? Mm. Why are you part of our date now?
Fuck! I should never have started seeing niggas. I wish I was in Form 3.
Tebu, listen to this one. At his friend's girlfriend was pregnant. So I helped him get pills from a doctor, a friend. Kumbe, it was his
baby.
Yeah,
with someone else.
Yeah, with a friend.
Girlfriend. It's giving.
Yeah. We're not this story. A little bit. It's so close to home.
It's so close to home. You don't even
what?
Know.
How do we know? Like this story.
Guy,
you don't get more.
Ningempe rat.
See, but you're trying to help your boyfriend. You're like, wow, you're so concerned.
My boyfriend's friend's girlfriend.
Yeah, you're really helping.
Like,
you're
a girl's girl.
Yeah. Hey, Kumbe, your boy is also a girl's girl.
Yeah. Kumbe, your boy is a girl's boy. Guy. Girl's boy is crazy. Girl's boy is crazy.
Guy, oh yeah. What's up with this thing? What happened to code or anything? Isn't this? What happened here? What?
No, I actually think that if I'm having sex, anything that has to do with my reproductive health, the man I'm seeing should pay for. And that's just my principle.
That's anything?
That has to do with my reproductive health,
yeah.
The man has to pay for.
Yeah.
So, tampons, he has to buy the tampons. That's just my principle.
Yeah, it's just you, hey. Yeah, hey, just
if I'm going for a pap smear, you're paying for it. Yeah. If I'm going for a mamaji exam, a breast exam, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
If I'm going for anything reproductive health related, it's on you. Because you, what are you at risk of? What are you at risk
literally
of? That's just how I think. That's just how I feel. Let me read the other questions.
There was another question.
Yeah, so I asked, what's the craziest reason a man gave you after you found something in his house?
Read. There are many.
Will wonders ever cease?
They will never.
Hey, first of all, let me tell you the universal one. Yeah. Some girl found a derrière in her boyfriend's house. He told her tini yake ya kupikia bajia. Hey. Guy mini kujia po. Oh my god, you know what he told me?
Yes, you tell us. What did he tell you? What did you find out, first of all?
I don't know if he listens to my podcast. This is pretty recent.
Yeah, does he?
I'll tell you guys in like 3 episodes.
Yeah, I'm sure from by now. Then. Yeah. We're still healing. We're still in the healing phase.
Right. Remember, we were supposed to talk to them about Verity and Salt Bun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice book, nice show. 10 out of 10.
So, what's the craziest reason he's ever given you? Babe, close the window.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's the craziest reason he's ever given you for finding something in his house?
Yeah.
This is my friend, even. But she's in such a good relationship right now, and I can't feel sorry for her anymore. Ati, he has eczema and he can only wear that girl's clothes. Stacey, don't you have eczema?
Don't I?
Don't you have eczema?
I do.
Do you wear a specific person's clothes?
No.
Kwani, they have steroids.
No.
Kwani, those clothes have steroids for the eczema.
Even me, I want to wear those clothes if they will help my eczema.
Then. Oh, actually, in fact.
In fact.
Kama Uneza, please DM me. Do we please. Get in contact with this man? We just ask him where those clothes can be found.
So that I can also wear them.
For her eczema. Yeah. Oh my God. She found a bleached panty under the bed. Mm-hmm. He literally said, ni yako yenye nilikununulia.
No, I don't even know my own underwear.
Bleached. Do you know what a bleached panty is? A bleached panty is like when girls... Okay, so vaginal fluid or discharge is acidic. So when you wear a panty, especially a black one,
yeah,
or like even a purple one or a red one. A red one? I don't think
a black one.
The black ones especially.
Yeah.
They kind of bleach. Have you ever seen a tie and dye black shirt that's just been bleached off of itself? It has like patches of brown. So you get like brown. I've seen even like lighter panties get really stained because acidic discharge is generally pussy's acidic.
Yeah.
Essentially.
You should know.
Yeah. So it's normal for you to have a bleached panty, but under your boyfriend's bed and it's
also
not yours.
Don't I know my own now it has become now I don't even know my own.
Zi alimwambia alimnunulia. Umeninunulia panty gikomba yenye mitumiwa.
Let's not lie. Let's
actually
not
are you
lie.
Dumb? Are you
yeah,
dumb?
You
I feel so
I'm
insulted
dumb.
When you lie. Like I actually tweeted the other day that most of the hurt I've gone through in my life could so be resolved if the people who are accountable could just apologize.
Literally.
Just say, I'm sorry, Nyambura. Just say you're sorry. I'll break down, cry, and go. I leave you.
But, I'll leave you for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'll leave you. Don't
being
get it twisted.
So...
But being accountable will make the process of living so much easier for me.
Yeah.
Why won't you give me that? That's insane. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Ati. Someone said Ati she was dating a cop. She found pads. The guy told her it was evidence.
We are.
I'm just on my evidence law. You didn't study evidence law?
But why do you have evidence?
This is why I studied the law.
Yeah, this is why the
and
law
And I'm here to tell
handy.
You. Evidence is not kept in a cop's house.
Exactly. What is it doing?
In fact, if it's taken to a cop's house, it's not admissible anymore because it could be tampered with. So,
he's lying.
I hate to tell you this. I hate to be the one to give you the news, but I'm a lawyer. Take my advice. I have a fiduciary relationship with you, which means I'm legally required to give you sane advice.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
But creativity, you mtu ni creativity mbaya.
Creative. I'll give you that one.
So creative. Everybody so creative.
All of a sudden.
Hey. Hey. Okay, so ati some lessons and some shoes he said were sent by his auntie.
Yeah.
It was a lie. Alikuwa na mtoi. I've seen many things, you know, in my 24 years of life.
Umepitisha hapa kule, hapa kule, hapa kule.
And in my study of law.
Yeah.
I've read the craziest stories.
What?
The craziest shit that happened in the country and outside. But this, that would break me. That would really break me if you didn't tell me you had a baby. And you're lying about it?
Ati, what's
it? My nigga, you're lying about it? Ata unyogopi? You're not even afraid of my influence? Are you not scared? Your mom could find out.
Yeah.
I'll tell her.
I'll tell everybody.
I'll tell the world. Don't be dumb.
My God. God.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the thong washed in the bathroom, he had bought it for her. First of all, people don't wash new panties. Like, you'll wash them for yourself. If I'm gifting you, I don't bring you washed panties.
Why would I bring,
you straight from the shop panties.
They like, can't be, you know, the Mr. Price packet. Bleached, yeah.
The Mr. Price packets, they come in a bag. Okay.
Exactly.
They come.
So they can't be wet. They can't. That's not lying.
No. Also, panties have a specific smell too.
Yeah, they're new.
Yeah.
There's a newish smell even.
Even when it's yours, it acquires your smell.
Yeah.
So it smells like you. You will know your panty, my sister in Christ. You have been played.
I'm so sorry.
You know, there was a time I found lip gloss.
Mm-hmm.
I read the second question. Wait, the other question.
Mm-hmm. It's the same question. You can read the rest of the replies.
Mm-hmm.
There was lip gloss in my ex's car for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept asking him whose it was for.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
And then he said?
I don't remember what he said. But he was such a loser in my eyes, I didn't ever think he could bug girls. Actually, I maintain my stand because he actually is a loser. Confirmed. I'm not talking smack just to talk smack.
If there's evidence.
I know my shit.
Yeah.
Have I ever come to you and said to you things that don't make sense, things that don't have proof?
Without receipts? Never.
I've never come without
You've never just brought shit out of your bum hole.
Yeah, never pulled out any shit out of my ass. Never.
Literally,
and
never.
And presented it to you without supporting evidence? My girl, I would never.
This girl found a panty. He insisted it was hers. It was twice her size.
Kwani nilimeaga? Nimekunisho.
Sikizi na bangi vitu zinitoshe.
Kwani na bai vitu zina ama ulipea nani panty yangu aka expand? What the hell is wrong with niggas actually?
Yeah, like what's wrong?
What's up with the whole society?
What's up with this one?
Oh my God, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Last week I tweeted that I love when boys talk about their circumcision stories.
Yeah.
Because I find them so fascinating.
Yeah.
Everyone I've been with has told me their circumcision story because it's always so funny. I'm like, did you have anxiety? How was it?
Yeah.
What? I love hearing about it. Like, tell me about it.
Yeah.
So I tweeted that. People are coming at me like, Kale, men could never. I'm like, I'm with Kiptum here. He just told me anything.
Why are you speaking for the general masses and they're out here blabbing?
Why did Beth tell me everything? Yeah. Kiprotich has just spilled the beans, my boy.
Tika Lemon could never.
Tika Lemon.
It's only you.
Someone else
it's only you.
Meru niggas could never. I said, Mutuma though. Mutuma just.
I have been told everything.
And then people are like, honestly, this is such an awkward thing to ask. You'll never see me again if you ask. I'm like,
what
I
do you
saw
mean?
Every other nigga I've asked that question.
For a while, and we laughed. And
yeah, and it was funny. And you know what? Funny, when they saw you to secrecy, they didn't They didn't teach you how to be a man. They didn't teach you to raise the kids that you sire. Because you guys are, you're protecting the silence of the whole entity.
Yeah.
More than the lessons that you were taught. Yeah. But you told you're the man of the house. Didn't they tell you that? Didn't they tell you that?
You missed a lesson.
They didn't tell you?
I didn't tell you.
Yeah, gatekeeping a lesson you were never even learning from. Crazy.
Because what are you gatekeeping? Nothing.
What are you gatekeeping? Bruh.
Let me tell you what this nigga said. You're gatekeeping
if it was a knife or scissors.
Yeah.
Am I a razor? Like, what are you gatekeeping exactly? Bruh.
This girl found P2.
P2?
Guess what this boy said?
P2.
He said he was using them as sleeping pills. And she was overreacting. Sleeping pills. I don't think P2 are sleeping pills.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who slept off P2. Unless he had like a bunch to take and die.
Oh, I don't even think you can use P2 as
using dying. P2 to kill yourself is
crazy. Wait, when people say this lie, like, do they think you'll believe them? Or they just think...
No, actually, like, when you disrespect my intelligence like that...
Like, do you just... Are you dumb? You must be also dumb, because...
No, you must have really... I must have really misrepresented myself.
Correct!
Yeah, you're seeing me as something I really am not.
I really am not that kind of person. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got that.
This ain't that kind of party.
You're in the wrong location. Party. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't do that here.
Your pinoli to me was you.
Umepotea, my friend.
Hey, Google Maps told you to turn left and it's not here. What the fuck?
This girl found a panty at his house and he said it belonged to his sister. What's this thing with sisters? Sisters are really. Wanna let her.
Actually, men in general and women who act like this should just be given the country and then the rest of us just
get... Yeah, we just find our own real love country where we just love each other for free.
Do you know bitches are foul?
For real?
Yeah, if I wanted to be foul, I'd be so foul. If I could.
Yeah, you would.
But I've read such foul stories. Girls be out here saying how they had sex with someone, like unprotected sex, had him not in her. Went back to her boyfriend and had him give her head.
When girls decide to take when on that train,
girls will do you a number.
We need to know what girls do. Because now basically,
you're homophobic and you've eaten someone else's. Hey.
Because deep down you're gay and approved it.
The universe has accepted. The universe has conspired.
But women can do you dirty.
No, women can be so foul.
Yeah.
Women can be so foul because vagina is so delicate. You don't know what you're doing, my boy. Move, tread very carefully. Because quants are these girls who forgive you for cheating. My boy, you're not safe.
Guys, don't believe them.
You're not safe.
You're never safe. In fact, sleep with one eye open. Actually, every day.
Keep looking over your shoulder.
Every
you
day.
You don't know the day or the hour.
Yeah, because you're not ready. You're not ready for that revenge. You won't even talk after that.
And then the revenge is so could be so foul, you never find out about it. You just gallivant and all her friends know.
Everybody else except you.
Yeah, everyone knows apart from you.
That's the worst kind of party to be in.
You don't want to be invited to that party.
You really don't. Let me tell you what this girl said.
What?
This man buys girls' clothes and says, Ati, this girl found girls' clothes. So this man said, Ati, he buys clothes and donates them to children's home. Why would you say that? Why would you lie like that?
To like 20-year-old children in the children's home, Mama, who are you talking about?
See, now the girl found. So who? Kwani, they are only girls in a children's home. Why are you buying for only girls?
Mm. That's suspicious. That's suspicious.
That's very suspicious, honestly.
Oh my God. You don't even know. You don't even know.
And he uses bra cups for his knees while working out.
My boy, you better be the most built up nigga I've ever seen. Use that shit when I'm there.
Exactly. Show Use me. It. Show me how you
Use
do it.
Use it. Show me.
And I better see you doing it every day.
Every day. I'll be here tomorrow. Same time, same place.
And I better see you do it for tomorrow, an hour. The whole working out time. The day after that.
Yeah.
Life forever. Everlasting.
Yeah. Keep using bra cups as your knee pads. Juna niona mini falasana. What the fuck? Oh my god, oh my god, let me tell you. I don't have the capacity to absorb any more information that a man tells me.
Yeah.
I think I'm done in general. And I'm genuinely for real.
Done.
I'm done because like I'm so suspicious of everything constantly. Cause what the fuck are these lies? Mm. The lies are overwhelming because what do you mean you're using something to protect your hair? I've seen your hair. Yeah. You don't give a fuck about it.
It doesn't even give a fuck about you.
If your hair also doesn't care about you, then why don't you have hair oil?
You only have a shower?
No.
Thing? A nightcap? That's the only thing.
That's insane.
Ati, this girl said, Ati found a dress. Akisema navanga akipika. Ndio chakula ikuwe tamu kama ya msichana.
He's a cross-dresser? You're a transvestite. That's okay. We accept transvestitity.
But I'm just saying, don't lie like that. Don't open your mouth. Just keep quiet. You've been caught. Just stay there. Please stay there. Because...
What's up with niggas and apologizing?
But they don't start with apologizing. Why will you start with lying? Just apologize from that girl. Or just own up. Is it hard?
You have higher chances of being with me if you apologize than if you lie.
Yeah. Because now we'll go through this whole thing of gaslighting, and then you apologize in the end.
Because now if you lie about a stupid thing like that, what else are you lying about? Is anything you ever said to me true?
No, I won't even believe anything.
There's nothing to believe. There's no way you can come to me and tell me crazier things. And this is the beginning. What happens when we're like...
Yeah, and I know what's supposed to be like in our maybe honeymoon phase. You know? We're supposed
How long
to be
do you think a honeymoon stage should last?
Forever.
I saw someone online.
Forever.
It's supposed to be like a year or two.
And then after that?
When I remember that none of my relationships...
I've ever touched a year. Let me just relax. Okay. I have... Ooh, any subject number was sick this one out, darling.
It's cool. Don't panic, darling. We're gonna be fine.
But I feel like a honeymoon should last forever.
Do you know what scares me?
Mm-hmm.
When people try to diminish older women's, unmarried older women's opinions just because they're unmarried. That shit really scares me. Because I'm like, if you're viewing such and such a person right now like that, that could be me. I genuinely think that I've seen women like me in the society, and I know who I am.
Yeah.
So far, I think I know most of who I am.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I know some of who I am. And some of who I am is just, like, so close to how these women are.
Yeah.
I see myself in them, just in older women. And I'm like, this could very much be me.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, if a motherfucker tries to diminish what I'm saying, just because
they're like, you know, you wouldn't know.
Bruh. You don't understand.
You don't
I'm
get
smarter
it.
Smarter than you. I am.
Just because you got the a degree actually, and you know every fucking thing.
No. The system that we both went through has decided I'm smarter than you. The group that we hang around with, our friends, they all know I'm smarter than you. Everyone knows.
You also know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And that's the worst part. I know. Why would I betray myself like that? God, give me the grace to actually... God, I don't even know what prayer I'm making. My God knows my heart.
Yeah, only God knows.
See my heart and
See my heart, Jesus.
And walk accordingly. See how I am and just heal, build, love, grow, water me, all of those things.
This girl said, "Ati the mama for left her earrings." Then nigga said, yeah, Mama Four left her earrings. Now I can wear someone else's underwear.
Mbona anwe someone else's underwear? Because if it's a man's house, why would he think you wear a panty?
Yeah, why would he just...
Why would she just...
Basi unalala na Mama Four.
When your Mama Four is dumb also.
Ama munakulana basi.
Is she stupid?
Munakulana.
Is she stupid?
Ati ameleave.
Mbona... Are you stupid, mate? Are you? No, honestly, what the fuck? Oh my God. I can't understand.
Hey, Ati. These stories are so close to home. This girl said, home is crazy. Hey, home is not here. I'm joking.
Home is so far. So hey, imagine.
This girl found clothes. So this nigga said it was his ex's clothes. And he is in Pelekia. So here is the back to apple.
Siuzi chome saini kiona.
Kwani ziko sentimental like that?
Tuzi chome. Tuzi chome. Nipeni ende nipeleke children's home. Actually nipeni vae.
Eh nipe basi mimi ni smart. Zii hataki kuvaa. Eh ndio alikuwa anaanza kulia akifikiria kitu yake. Eh usivae.
When I left my bra in that nigga's house. But I have such massive boobs. I doubt there's anyone who could. But you know that bra was so expensive.
Get it.
Are you mad?
Get it back.
Achukue aichome.
You don't want to get it back?
Nothing is worth that nigga.
Oh.
Oh, which nigga are you thinking about? Mouth it. No.
Oh.
No, look at it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Aichome. A Vika also.
Ata Ivaisa.
A Vika mask.
There's nothing in this world that's worth even talking to him, even contacting him. Nothing. Ata kuwa president.
Haizi kuwa president on my watch. That would be an assassination attempt on his head. No, dead ass. I'm not even playing games. I'd rather move. Dead ass, I'd move. And I'd take all the kids that I know. My aunties, give me your kids. Give me. I'll ask everyone in my family to give me their kids. Ni wapeleke maju.
Sindio?
Which country? This country. President is insane. I have higher chances. I have higher chances of being the president.
Than you?
Than that nigga.
What was this other question that you asked? Something, the dumbest thing, something somebody has told you.
The dumbest thing that
someone... I'm reading this one.
So this is the dumbest. Niggas. Ati that he was working undercover for the government. So I shouldn't call or text him. Turns out, nigga was with this other woman. You know, because the government squeezy.
Serikali.
Serikali, unasikia vile mnatumiwa vibaya.
Serikali.
Yeah, undercover.
Serikali Aruto.
This girl was told he will never be taken on dates because dates are overrated. Because dates are overrated. So they can't do that.
That's so insane. Every time someone tells me like they're seeing someone and he's not been texting them.
Calling them.
Yeah. I'm like, have you ever had a crush?
Yes.
Babe, when I have a crush, I can't stay off my phone. I'm texting back to back. I'm double texting. I'm calling. He's calling. Like when I've been in a crushy situation with someone.
Yeah.
We're so obsessed with each other.
Mm.
It's so intoxicating.
Yeah.
I can't keep my anything to myself.
Yeah, that's when people say,
I want to tell you everything.
He was texting me after 3 business days. I'm like, 3? Nobody's too busy. Nobody's too busy. Too busy. Too busy for that.
No one's ever busy.
Yeah, they make time for you.
No one's ever busy.
If they like you, that means they don't like you. No one's ever too busy to like. Like, if I, actually, honestly.
I hate the lies. The lies. I need new glasses.
Yeah, you are to get new glasses.
I just don't know which one.
Guy, this girl was told that she's the only girl. Yet he has a baby mama and 2 kids in his parents' house.
You underestimate my ability to have that knowledge and stay with you. You doubt yourself so much. You must doubt yourself so much to want to lie about something like that. The existence of two children that
we've actually been yapping for so long, we didn't realize the recording go off.
Yeah, so we don't even know where we stopped.
Yeah, we don't even know where we were. But what we were saying in like a capsule is a man should want to make your life easier. A man who loves you inherently wants to make you feel like your life is better.
And if you doubt, even for 1 second, it is true.
It is true.
Believe your doubts.
And leave him.
Yeah. There are other people. I have to tell you, there are other people out here. Ooh, I don't have them. Don't come for me. I don't have a store.
Where they are.
I don't know. They exist. I just don't know where they are, hoping. But yeah, I'm just hoping there's better for you.
I don't think I've met them. Yeah, that's just my takeaway. I don't think I've met them. Yeah. Because heartbreak and misery.
The city's gonna break your heart, darling.
The city's gonna break my dead ass. The city will break you.
I need to leave you alone.
Take care of yourself, my love. Take care of yourself. The city is
love yourself also.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in a romantic relationship.
Are you telling yourself or are you telling us or are you convincing yourself?
I'm trying to say it as a general
statement.
Yeah. It's on the end of life.
I stopped coming at you in public.
Yeah. So don't stay in that bad relationship because you're scared of being alone.
Remember,
or single.
It's even easier for your heart to actually start the healing process now and leave while you cry. Because it's okay to cry. It's okay.
Cry. Actually, cry. Crying is healthy.
But as I just said, I crowed. But where am I now? I'm here. And I'm not crying. Actually, as the years have gone by, I think I've taken breakups with more grace.
Yeah.
Because they used to be really hard for me. Breakups used to be so hard for me. Because why would you lie like that? What was all that for?
There was actually no reason, like, to begin with, for you to lie.
And then telling me you love me? Love me? You love me? And then you... As soon as my back is at you, you're...
My back is not even turned.
I've
not even closed my eyes. I'm literally just night. Still looking at
it. Just Jafika home from our last
date.
Immediately, as soon as possible, you're already communicating with people. And it's okay. I feel like I'm such a wholesome woman. I have so much to give to the society and to myself in general.
Mm.
I can't afford to forfeit my dreams for a man. I just can't. Especially after I saw a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl was saying protect your dreams because these niggas will really destroy you and will actually fuck up your dreams. So a man was talking about how he had a girl who was his friend. They grew up together. She was so wholesome. She was so smart. She was so zen. She was everything. She was the embodiment of life itself.
Nice.
And then she got a scholarship to the Notre Dame University, full scholarship paid.
Yeah.
And you know when you get a fully paid scholarship, you get like hefty stipends, you get bonuses just for existing.
Yeah.
She got into a really bad relationship. This man made her a shell of herself, a shell of who she used to be. She was driving down a road one day with him and he decided to pee on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So a cop who was behind them, the alarm went off and the siren went off and he was coming to them. They get arrested for that because he pissed on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Do you know he had weed in the car? They get arrested for that. The university that had given her a full scholarship and a stipend finds out. They cancel the whole thing.
Oh.
She loses everything. She lost her life to addiction. And
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she died.
God, that's so sad.
And that's just one. Two, your violent boyfriend. Even the energy, even the thought process. Do you know how much it takes for me to actually hit someone?
I have to think about it.
I have to plan it.
Exactly.
If he's doing it now, he's capable of killing you.
Plus, I also say, those people who still threaten to beat you, that's how it starts.
Or a man who hits something else.
The door, the wall. The wall. Get out, my dear.
Nah,
my
leave, dear. Leave. My love.
Oh, I'm going to beat you. You're being threatened.
You could die.
You could
and
die.
And let me tell you.
It doesn't get better, my darling.
Just think about all the other relationships you've been in your life. Like, I could literally never dream of losing my dream. Think of losing my dream because of that boy who I cried for three months consecutively,
yeah,
5 years ago.
Yeah.
I did think that the world was ending at the time. My heart was shattered. I was, yeah, a shell beside myself. I had lost so much weight. Yeah. I literally was so skinny. And because I was very emotionally distraught. But if I went on with like self-destructive ways, stayed with him and he was cheating on me with my friends.
Imagine.
My friends were also being crazy with me and backbiting and like hooking up with him in the side and like just finding ways to hang out with me because I have things to give. I'm a giver. I'm a gifter. I love to give and I give. I'm a giver for sure. So when I continue giving like that and I don't think about myself 100%, a split decision that I make could fuck up my entire career. Like, for example, I'm not an advocate yet, but we're studying about the code of advocates. So the Law Society of Kenya has a code for advocates. And there are clauses in there that talk about like my personal interests,
yeah,
things I say on the internet, things I am as a person, yeah, you know, how I conduct myself. A split decision I make after I've been sworn in as an advocate could definitely get me debarred. I could be disbarred. And that's my whole dream. I want to be a judge. If I make a decision that fucks me over, 100% that's gone. Yeah. And I don't have anything else. There's nothing I'm in school for apart from this law shit. So, girls, just make better decisions. Love on yourself. You're deserving of love. You're deserving of gifts.
We love you.
Acts of service. You're deserving of physical touch, but not to the extent of which it breaks you and ruins who you are.
Yeah.
Remember
that. You're deserving of all the love,
yeah,
you think in your head. It exists.
Remember the core of you and hold on to the cause of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we love you. The episode's end. We love you so much.
How was Saltzman?
Oh, Saltzman, babe.
Yeah.
I think we should have a whole other episode, yeah, about Saltzman.
The Saltzman, the looks of verity, and now we want to know what people have done.
We're going to talk about it in another episode, you know?
Yeah.
So that we can just talk about those two things.
Those two things are not.
Men can be exhausting to talk about, and I'm only saying men. Oh my God, wait, first of all, yesterday I think I was accused of being gay. I was.
Bro, every 2 seconds is just something. You just close your eyes, bro.
Well, I've also joined the Illuminati. What's next? What's next? What's next? That doesn't mean I'm not gay. I'm just not for the idea that gossip pages should just be yapping about people's sexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? First of all, it's so unsubstantiated. This ugly ass motherfucker DMs me, is this true? And I'm like,
I don't have anything to say. What? Why would you?
Actually, I think I do. Your mom is next. And your mama is next. Yeah, since I'm gay, I'ma fuck your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that people should just mind their business more. I give you so much of myself. I tell you all my business.
Yeah, why do
you
think why
that you want to give news on my behalf and then talk about me so spitefully? So spitefully, you must be such a disgusting old man.
Unsuccessfully finding love. Why would you even say that?
And even if it's true, do you know how old I am? Did you want me to be a child bride?
Mm.
Don't be ugly.
I could never be a child bride.
Pick one. Ugly and stupid. Bro, pick a struggle. Pick a fucking struggle. Genuinely. And don't be yapping my shit. I tell my shit. So don't be yapping my shit and then acting original. I already told them. I already told the masses. Don't be acting like it's your information.
Oh my God. We've come to the end of this podcast.
I'm my own gossip page. I'm my own gossip page. Honestly, don't be a dumbass.
Yeah. It was lovely chatting with you guys.
It was really lovely. I hope we can have you here again.
Again and again and again.
Till the end of time. When are you starting your own podcast?
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Why not?
You'll be my first guest.
Yeah.
Yeah!
We brainstorm on names?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We start April.
No, right now.
Right now.
As soon as this thing ends.
Yeah, so this is an introduction of I'm going to have my own podcast.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be my guest forever.
Always.
Always.
Always. Guys, good night. It's 6:57 p.m. right now.
Yeah.
So good night.
Bedtime.
But it's bedtime.
Enjoy your midterm, guys.
Nothing good happens after 7 p.m.
Nothing. Nothing. That's person who's looking for you at night. Are you a thief?
Are you?
Are you?